Wacomico County Executive Bob Culver died on Sunday after a long battle with liver cancer. He was 67. Culver is described as someone who fought for what he believed in, sometimes producing clashes, but always for what he thought was good for the county he served. In the first part of our series on Culver's passing, we talk with State Senator Mary Beth Carrozza, who represents the area in Annapolis.
Well, I think we all had hoped and prayed that Bob Culver would have a little bit more time with us because we knew he was fighting his battle against cancer and fighting it courageously and going into work every day and following up on all the county's priority projects. It hit me hard, just as it hit the whole community very hard. He was passionate about his constituent service and working for the county. And you would see him everywhere. You would see him out at fire companies. You would see him out at different civic organizations. And I really appreciated having the opportunity to work with Bob Culver. He's a friend. Wacomico County has lost a good friend.
What was his relationship like in terms of the state legislature?
Bob Culver is just very down to earth and would just be very bottom line about the priorities for Wacomico County. I had conversations with him about his vision for how he wanted to move forward with the regional Salisbury Airport. And as a matter of fact, about 10 days ago, when we received word that the Federal Aviation Administration had approved the Salisbury Regional Airport's plan to move forward, which would allow for the extension of the runway, the expansion of the drone center out there, I gave Bob a call just to thank him for his leadership and that, you know, noting that we were making progress and advancing. Unfortunately, I didn't hear back from him after I placed that call, and I was worried at that point that, you know, he obviously, his illness had become more serious.
Probably one of his last acts was to take down a Confederate plaque for a Confederate general. And it seemed as if that was like his one moment at the end where he made a decision that he apparently the county and everybody else had put off for a long time.
Yeah, I think that was an important decision, and as you noted, it was one of his last official acts, and I do want, again, recognize Bob Culver's leadership on that initiative. Another really important initiative that I wanted to mention is his vision with the 7.5 baseball field, a baseball field for individuals with disabilities, and that was something that he wanted to highlight and to work on for Wacomico County, but he also saw that it could draw people from outside of the area for sports tournaments right in Wacomico County to give individuals from other areas the opportunity to come to Wacomico County and to play ball. And so that was a really unique project. And again, to see that is, you know, moving forward and something that will be part of Bob Culver's legacy as well.
Finally, what kind of legacy do you think he will have?
You know, I think Bob Culver will be remembered for his deep commitment and hard work for the people of Wacomico County day in and day out, year in and year out, because he just really cared for the community.
State Senator Mary Beth Carrozza on the passing of Wacomico County Executive Bob Culver. In our next segment, we talk with Salisbury City Council President Jack Heath, who ran against Culver in his reelection bid. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.